Harvard poll, 72% of Americans think abortion should not be legal after 15 weeks. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on July 5, 2022. An overwhelming majority of Americans believe abortion should not be legal after 15 weeks, according to a poll conducted after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. A new Harvard CAPS poll found that 72% of Americans think abortion should be allowed only until the 15th week of pregnancy. Moreover, the 15-week threshold has bipartisan support from a majority of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. Among Democrats, 60% believe abortion should be prohibited after the 15th week. In addition, 84% of Republicans and 70% of Independents believe the same. Further, a majority of both genders agree with the 15-week cutoff date for abortion. 75% of women support the 15-week cutoff, which is near the 69% of men who also agree with that timeline. Harvard Center for American Political Studies polled 1,308 American voters from June 28 to June 29, just days after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the landmark abortion case Roe v. Wade and sent the issue back to state legislatures. A plurality of voters, 44%, believe that state legislatures should have the power to determine abortion standards. This is compared to the 25% who believe Supreme Court justices should decide the issue and the 31% who would have Congress make national abortion laws. Additionally, more than one-third of voters have bought into the Democrat narrative that the U.S. Supreme Court is illegitimate. The poll found that 37% consider the Supreme Court to be illegitimate. These numbers come after prominent Democrats, like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, protested the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe as illegitimate. On the other hand, Harvard's poll found that the court's decision to overturn Roe has a net neutral impact on midterm voting turnout. Of those surveyed, 36% said the court's decision would make them more likely to vote for a Democrat. An equal number of respondents said it would make them more likely to vote for a Republican. Another 29% of respondents said the court's decision had no effect on their midterm voting behavior.